Well, hey, it's me, Pat. Oh, shoot. Well, hey, it's me, Pastor Veal. And we've got an epic show for you today. I got to play the intro song, but I'm adding everybody in Discord right now because I'm a lazy hack recently. Just telling them to tune in and then hopefully get the chat room up. Just give me one sec. Got one more Discord to post this in. Too many rooms. Everyone. There we go. On now. Okay, we're going to play the intro music now because that's what we need to do. Anyways, here's the
intro. Pastor Pressure, Kenny.
Shalom, hello. Shalom, hello. Shalom, hello.
Shut the fuck up. My penis is no concern to you. You know I've got easy. Okay, big whoopee-doo.
That's right. It's another episode of GRM2. Unfortunately, we're doing a 15-minute show tonight because I'm a little bit under the weather, if I'm being brutally honest, and I don't see anybody calling in. I didn't expect that because, again, I just got caught up in other stuff today, unfortunately. It's been that way for the past month. Some wild things at the office. Some wild things. Let me ping some more people here. Let me ping. Where's Johnny? Johnny Longfeather. We got to ping Brother Johnny. We got to ping Ken Fishman, of course. Who else do we need to ping? Who is there? Anyways, I might ping Matt Dante too. It's been an interesting bit of time for GRM. We thought that Ken had died. We thought he retired, but of course he was just being lazy, just like me, and simply not doing shows, which is completely understandable. Actually, it's not for Ken. I have this big ministry in real life, and, you know, I go out and touch people and reach out to people and help people out. And, you know, Ken just sits inside his house, and I see Don was there just for a second. Hopefully he comes back or calls in. Can you guys hear me okay? Just want to make sure he can hear. Let me check that out real quick. So I'm nervous you guys can't hear me for some reason. That's what I'm nervous about. And since there's nobody really here to tell me if they can hear me or not, I don't know what's going on. Could you hear me? Let me go back to my dashboard here. But thank you, DC2, for joining us. Hopefully we'll get DC2 to call in. We have a limited amount of time today. But, yeah, Ken, you know, Ken just hasn't been there. And a bunch of my supporters, anonymous callers, recently called into his show. And he hit the road. He left. He got out of there because he could not take the heat of the massive coalition that God's Rainbow Ministries, the real God's Rainbow Ministries, has built up over the years, many years, 16 years, in fact. We're a very, very popular show. We've always been incredibly popular, just not tonight, apparently. Tonight's not our night. I would like some people to call in, if possible, just so I don't ramble into a microphone for the next 10 minutes by myself. I'm not very good at that. I hate hearing myself speak. While I wait for people to call in, I'm just going to play the Ken intro. Actually, no, why would I do that again? We only got 10 minutes. We don't need to do that. I'm just going to entice people to call in. We've got a 111. Thank you for joining us tonight. I know we have such limited time, but I feel like I owe people a show just because I haven't been doing it recently, been busy. I know Ken's not been busy, though. He's been sitting on his couch and not inviting homeless people in. Speaking of Kent Hopper, I want to go on Kent Hopper for just a second here because he has been on his period or something recently. Like, that man is bleeding out of his, what hole, just bleeding out of it. You know, Grover Washington, a really good guy from San Antonio, went and saved the man's life. The man was bit in a unfortunate phallic spot by a snake, and Grover sucked the poison out of this man's, destroyed area, saved this man's life. And when Grover went on Kent Hopper's show to talk about this, the Kent Hopper Show, aptly named, which now has a live studio audience, by the way. He's really getting up in this world because of doctrine. Kent said he wouldn't do the same. If a man was dying in front of him, he would simply let the man return to the arms of the Lord. He would let this man die a premature death. A premature death. I know, isn't that wild? Because he couldn't bear the thought of potentially inserting another man's genitalia into his mouth, even if it meant that man was not going to die. Same man who said he'd hug Hitler if Hitler repented to the Lord. We've got a hand raised from 240. 240, you are on the air. Who is this? Who am I speaking to?
Shalom, brother. DC2, baby. How you doing?
Donnie, I'm so glad you called in, and I apologize for the lack of shows. I know I'm just like Ken Fishman right now.
It's all right, brother. At least you're doing shows. And I just heard you talk about Kent for a second, and that got my blood boiling a little bit. So I thought I'd call in and share my thoughts on Pastor Kent. He's a real weak-minded individual. He will not allow for differing opinions on his show. And therefore, I'm not going to boycott his show. I'm going to continue to press his ass on his show about his horrible opinions and his inability to back any of his opinions up with facts or even,
amen,
you know, to be able to defend any of his opinions. It's ridiculous. You call in there. This is what happens, Pastor. I call in there. I state my opinion. I give him facts. I tell why I disagree with Kent. And he proceeds to kick me off the show and tell me how I'm judging him. And I'm not judging him.
Amen.
I don't judge any man. I'm not the Lord. I'm not going to put up with it the way he treats me. It's disrespectful. The people that come on his show, he treats disrespectful. And he says all the time, this isn't my show. Well, none of the other panelists that are on that show have ever kicked me off, but he does it every goddamn show. Excuse my language. I'm sorry.
Amen. Oh, you're perfectly fine. I understand the sentiment entirely. You know, Kent Hopper has basically kicked me off his show, too. And every time I call in and try to talk to him about issues in my church, I don't know if you were there for when I explained to him that somebody had passed gas in my church. And
yeah,
there was a group of older pastors asking, you know, could that be the word of God speaking through the man? You know, maybe we don't kick him out of the church. He kicked me off that so fast. He hung up on me. He doesn't want to hear anything. He just wants to stick by Pastor Leroy, which there isn't anything wrong with Pastor Leroy. But, you know, Kent is just a hypocrite. He doesn't like differing opinions, like you said. And he also does shows that are pro-suicide. Can you believe it?
Yeah, he lost two of his panelists over that show. And he won't talk about it. You try to ask him, well, what happened to Shanti? She had different opinions, so she left. Well, why did she leave? Well, I'm not going to discuss that. Well, your flock deserves to know why somebody with such a strong voice just randomly left the show. They deserve to know. But Kent would not share that with them.
Amen. Pastor Shanti just dipped from the Kent Hopper show. And I think the other pastor, not Wanda, but what's her name?
Beverly. I think she left too.
Pastor Beverly. When did she leave?
I'm not 100% sure if she left, but I think I just think it's one of those things where they get fed up listening to Kent get angry. Instead of trying to preach the word, he spends half of his show getting mad and angry and trying to defend himself instead of trying to preach the word and reach people. And I don't think they signed up for that. So I think that if Beverly does leave, I think that's going to be why.
Amen. You just know those two women gave themselves the look, so to speak, and just decided to dip from that situation. That's something that Kent Hopper would know a lot about, look. I mean,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, no question.
Yeah, no question. But, yeah, Kent is just – he's off the rails recently. Same thing with Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken just dipped so early once our supporters from the Real GRM started calling in and pressing him about many things they've heard about what happens at Ardash Lane. It's wild. Did Kent Fishman do a show tonight?
Yes, he did. I was actually on there. You should probably listen to it. It's a very interesting show. I'm actually visiting Grover Washington with Jabo. He's actually in his room right now. We're in a hotel in Iowa. Whole crazy story happened. I'm not going to take up any time telling it, but really the bottom line is, you know, we're headed out to see Grover, and then we're going to visit Ken because Ken owes Grover some money. But the thing with Ken is that show that you speak of, I don't specifically think that those callers were the reason why Ken ended his show. I think it was Farrah, because if you go back and you listen to it, you hear Farrah storm in the room and say, shut it down. And then Kenny, of course, because he wears the dog collar that shocks him, you know, if he doesn't shut it down, then Farrah's going to shock him. So he just shut it down.
I'm going to look at trying to get some amplified audio from that interaction just so I can play it for our listeners here on the Real GRM of what that sounded like. I'm sure there's a way in which I can improve the audio quality to give a good idea of what that dog collar shock really looks like. You can hear it in the background. You can also hear Farrah rattle the crate when it's getting close to the edge, so to speak. Gets his hand on the crate and just shakes it. Scares the living daylights out of Kenny. I feel bad for him. You know, he's a little bit mentally deficient. He doesn't need
that.
Well,
yeah, I mean, the helmet does help, though. I think, you know, BBF giving him that helmet, it's got all kinds of accoutrements that come with it. I think that's really helped him. He can now read much of the helmet on. I don't know how that works, but his reading's improved. But, yes, he's a very touched individual. He's clearly, you know, a little below the normal IQ of a human. But he's a good man. You know, he's a godly man. He's a good man. But Farrah takes advantage of his weakness, and that's sad. That's very sad to see. You should never, ever, and if any people are out there doing this, never, ever take advantage of a mentally deficient person. That is just ungodly and disrespectful and disgraceful.
Amen. And I'm sure there are other pastors out there who just, you know, do the same thing, but on Facebook, for example. Like,
yeah.
I know pastors who have gotten their wives from Facebook. Just wild situation. Yeah.
Or you know, they have a guild on YouTube, you know, a guild of a bunch of different women, and they end up, you know, marrying one of the women in their guild or something like crazy like that.
Yeah. Speaking of guilds, I tried to join Kent Hopper's guild, and he wouldn't let me. He said he had no time for that childish game, that baklava or whatever he calls it. He said I could not join his guild on Castle Age, which is a game I play very actively. I'm very upset about this. I thought we, given our friendship of 15 years, he would have, you know, he would have jumped at the chance. But unfortunately, that he doesn't care.
Deville, what's funny about that to me, and this goes back to Kent being completely devoid of logic. He says that he doesn't play that game anymore because he don't have any time because of the ministry. But yet, he has a YouTube channel that he's on every second or third day playing racing car games. So if you don't have time to play one game, but you have the time to play the other game, isn't that kind of a contradiction?
I'd say so. But, Don, we are running out of time on the show. So
I'll try
to do a show tomorrow, a longer one, a 30-minute one. I'll keep you apprised of it. I'd like to have you back on as a special guest, if that's okay.
Thank you, brother. Be glad to do it.
All right. We're going to go out with the Kent music again. Thanks for calling
five
in, Don.
5 foot
Thanks
one piece
everybody.
Of fucking garbage. You okay. Couldn't do shit, okay, to me or anyone. You stupid motherfucker, okay?